Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29 through chapter 12, verse 2 reads in this way. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. After the army had marched around them for 7 days, by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us they would be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And may God bless the reading, hearing, and understanding and doing of his holy word. Amen. Like for us to consider that it's a great day for the living. I don't know where that came from. Too many things going on. It's a great day for the living. One of the most difficult things for people to deal with is the past. And whether it's our past or someone else's past really doesn't make a difference. The past is history. And what makes it difficult to deal with are the seemingly unrelated parts. It's at times difficult for us to connect what has happened so many years ago with what is happening today. There are scholars and teachers alike who do a marvelous job of trying to show us how those relationships of the past connect with today. But in the end, we are left with history that's gone and a present that is happening faster than we can keep up with. The words I speak to you now, as soon as they're out of my mind and off my tongue, are history. They're gone. They are alive only insofar as I'm speaking to them and our memory keeps them alive. However, unless and until they can connect to something in the present or the future, they are nothing more than history. And what we are left with is our present, which is fleeting, and the future, which is yet to be. And yet God has managed to bring the one thing that is important to all of us out of the past and make it a present and a future for us. God has managed to fling the past beyond our present and so far into the future that we can't even imagine. And because God has done that, because God has done what no one else is able to do, bring our past and our history, our present, which is today, and our future, and the eternity of tomorrow, God has managed to connect all of that to life. And because of that, today is a great day for the living. Today in our celebration, it's a day when we lift up people of faith. Those servants who from the past have passed on a legacy of living that will not die. And although history is at the same time dying and to some extent dead, this writer of Hebrews writes to establish that lives are lived and shaped by an unwavering faith in God, while a part of our past are also a part of our present and our future that is to come. This writer speaks about past people of faith and the events that connected them to something more powerful than time and stronger than death. He talks about what they have accomplished through faith, through the simple act of believing and then having their belief come alive in them. He writes about their lives and their deaths, the commitment that drove them past their fears and into their faith. He writes about not just how they lived, but how they died clinging to a faith that made them alive, that gave them a reason for living. And yet our writer admits that their lives have now become the proof that should guide our lives into the future by becoming a model for those who will come after us. And nestled among his encouragement is the reality that we have Jesus, the one who has brought us to this knowledge of God and is the standard for how we should live. He suggests that while it is not always that way for those who believed in God, because we have come to know and understand who Jesus is, it's a great day for the living. You see, brothers and sisters, so often we take life and living for granted. We wake up each day with a list of things to do, often unaware of the ways that God will use us as a witness to our faith. And we go through each day living and trying to live faithfully, at least as faithfully as we know how. But somewhere in that living, we lose sight of who God is calling us to be. Somewhere in that living, we get caught up in the events of life and forget that there is one who is the author of our life and faith. We at times forget about who is the Alpha and the Omega, the A and the Z of life, and all of a sudden we start focusing on the I of life. And suddenly I becomes what life is really all about. It's what I want and what I need. It becomes about what I want to do and where I want to go. And in focusing on the I, we forget that we are living witnesses to the power of God and the grace of God. When we focus on the personal I in our life and not who we are as individuals connected to the eternal, as witnesses to a faith that leads beyond life, it's easy to forget that we are a living legacy that passes on our faith to generations yet unborn. And sometimes we become so focused on this day and this time that we forget about the God who is command of space and time, faith and witness, life and living. We forget about the God who gives us this day as a gift, but has not forgotten about yesterday or tomorrow, or who has prepared a bright future for us. few years ago, there was a movie that came out. The title of the movie was Heaven Is For Real. It's about two people, Todd and Sonia, I believe, Burpo. And they had a son whose name was Colton. And Colton claims to have visited heaven during a near-death experience. Colton recounts the details of his amazing journey with only the innocence a child can put out there. And he talks about them so matter-of-factly that it's hard to deny it, things he couldn't possibly know. I want you to watch and listen as things not explainable by a present-day time-space reality are discussed between a mother and her son, things that make today a great day for living.
Mommy?
Yes, Colton?
Did you know I have a sister?
Yes, Colton, of course I know you have a sister.
I didn't know.
You didn't know that Cassie's your sister?
No, I have two sisters. You had a baby lying in your tummy, didn't you?
Honey, who told you I had a baby die in my tummy?
She told me she died in your tummy.
What does she look like?
Like Cassie, but a little smaller, and hair like yours. In heaven, this little girl came up to me, and she wouldn't stop hugging me.
Honey, what was her name?
She didn't have a name. You guys didn't name her.
You're right, we didn't know that she was a she.
Are you okay, Mommy?
We lost a baby, sweetheart, just a few months before she was
It seems like such a bizarre time, space, faith, reality event. And yet in this one event, a mother who had grieved the loss of an unborn child is renewed with hope and faith that her child is alive because her son was able to see his sister because of his faith in Jesus and Jesus's faith in him. I have two brothers. One brother named Gregory and another brother named Michael, who died 3 days after he was born. He's the oldest brother I have, and I've never seen him. But I have renewed hope that when I transition out of this life to my new life in Jesus Christ, I will see the brother that I never had an opportunity to see. For all of those who are gathered here today, to celebrate the lives of the ones who have come and died. It is a living hope that once we transition over, they will be there to meet and greet us. So we've not lost them. In this one event on this film, a child who never knew that he had more than one sister was able to come to the reality that he had not just one sister, but two. And to know the reality of God and the existence of family who died before he knew life, but was still alive because of Jesus. In this one event, God has opened the door of faith wide enough in our time that we might come to know the reality of our God and the power of our faith, a faith that points to the blessings of times past, the glory of times yet to come, but most importantly, a faith that points to the blessings of today. It is today for us more than the past that makes it a great day for living. We can now look at the past with all of its mystery and celebrate those who have gone before, those whose names we read today, knowing that because of their faith, because of their lives, because they chose to believe, we are able to be in this place at this time to worship the God who makes it all possible. We can now look at our future with the bright hope that one day we will be able to enter into life eternal, where those day-to-day burdens and cares will no longer be relevant. But most importantly, we can look at today and know that today is a great day for the living, because today we can carve out a continued legacy about our faith and our God. Today we have the opportunity to become living witnesses to the presence of God in our lives. Today is a great day for the living because we stand in the shadow of the cross, knowing without a doubt that Christ has died for us. And because he has died and been raised to new life, we too are destined to join that great cloud of witnesses, leaving behind our legacy of faith that points to the reality and truth about Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, today is a great day for the living. It's a great day for the living because we have lived and are living into the fulfillment of God's promise in Jesus Christ to come and dwell among us. It's a great day for the living because in everything we can acknowledge that death has been overcome by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave, and we no longer have to live in fear that death is the end of it all. It's a great day for the living because we now have the power to do that one great thing that Jesus said would be greater than anything he did when he was alive, and that is to tell the world that we have a risen Savior who's in the world today, and we know that he is living whatever people say. It's a great day for the living because we're alive as witnesses to the truth of God's promise that we would be provided a Savior, and that we were provided a Savior in Jesus Christ. And it's a great day for the living because we can look to each other and uphold and support our faith in a way that lifts us above the concerns of everyday life. But we can also look to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who supports and upholds us. There was a Bible teacher named A.T. Pearson, and he talked about a new Christian convert who had a dream in which he was trapped down in a very deep well in the night. And he looked up and he saw a single star shining far above him, and it seemed to let down lines of silver light that took hold of him and lifted him up. And then he looked down and he began to go down. He looked up and he began to go up. He looked down and he began to go down again. And he found that simply by keeping his eye on the star, he rose out of the well until his foot stood on firm ground. He says that the dream was a parable, according to him. If we get our eyes off of ourselves and on our Savior, get them off of our disease and on the physician, now and here, look to the author and finisher of our faith. And so it becomes a great day for those of us who are living, because we know that if we look to Jesus, one day we will join that great cloud of witnesses who by faith pointed to the reality of God and believed that living their faith was what they had to do. They believed living their faith so that we too might come to believe. And it is their faith, the faith of Uriel Gibson, the faith of Maxine Carr, the faith of Henrietta Daly, and the faith of all of those saints who have come and gone before that led us into a relationship with Jesus Christ, telling and retelling the story that keeps us alive with a hope that cannot die. And the faith of those who came before now rests on us to continue to tell the story, inviting us and others to trust in the promises of Christ. And we can continue to build on the solid rock, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, until we have seen him face to face. It's a great day for the living brothers and sisters, because no one can continue to tell that story but us. And that's the word of God today for the people of God.